towards the end of Masechta Saita, when we learned Masechta Saita, the Mishnah Daf Mem Ches Omer Aleph taught us Mishabotla Sanhedrin Batla Shir Bebeis HaMishtas. From when the Sanhedrin no longer was in authority, no longer was there any singing allowed in the Beis HaMishtas. Shenema B'Shir Lo Yishte Yayin. Which means that the Sanhedrin, already 40 years before the Churban, was no longer in session in the Lishkas Hagazas. They no longer paskened Shailas of Din and Nefashis. When the Bayis was Chorav, destroyed, the Sanhedrin was completely dismantled. And from that point, they made a Gzeira that you don't sing when you Shiloshir but Lashim Beis HaMishtar. So says the Gemara Sholchle, our Gemara here in Masech the Gittin Dab Zayin and Aleph. They asked the Shaila of Marukva Zimra Menolan the Asur. How do you know that Zimra is Asur? Shirtet V'Kosav Lahu. So as we learned in a previous Daf and Dafav, that when you write a Pasuk you first have to underline. And he wrote, Al Tismach Yisrael Gil Ka'amim. We have no right to be besimcha like the Goyim are. We're in the middle of a difficult galus. Ask the Gemara of Elish Lechlu Mehacha, why doesn't he send the Pasuk in Yeshayah that says, B'shir lo yishte yayin yeima sheikha l'shoysof, that they shouldn't sing wine, they shouldn't sing when they're drinking wine. The wine is bitter to those that drink. Answers the Gemara, Imahu, if I only had that pasuk, have Amina Zimra the mana, only instrumental music is asur. Ava the Puma, just singing Ishari. Kamashmalan, that's why we have to learn here that even Shir of a Peh is awesome. So it's actually interesting that our Gemara says that Shira is Asur, both with instruments and singing. Rashi in Masechta Chagiga says that it's Zeich L'Churban. And so does the Rambam in Hilchas Tainius. Perek Hey Halacha Yudalit say that this is a rule that was instituted Mishachorav Habayis. Mishachorav Habayis. And actually, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to quote the Shulchan Aruch Mitz Hashem later in our Shir. The Shulchan Aruch is quite clear in Simen Tuf Kuf Samach Gimel Sif Gimel that the rule of music, whatever that means, is also is because of Churban Habayis. However, as we quoted at the beginning of our Shir, if you look at the Gemara in Masechta Saita, the Mishnah Masechta Saita, the Mishnah Masechta Saita connects it Mishabotla Sanhedrin. And in fact, the Yerushalmi says, what is the connection of Mishabotla Sanhedrin? So Yerushalmi says, as long as the Sanhedrin was in session and in authority, people were careful how they sang because they had the Amos Sanhedrin Aleihem. Once the Sanhedrin was no longer in session, they lost that Ema, they lost that fear, and therefore they made Shira Asur. So, is it because of the Sanhedrin, or is it because of the Churban Habayis? So, some suggest that are really the same. Because when the Gemara says, Mishagol Sanhedrin, it means the permanent Golos of Sanhedrin. And the permanent Golos of Sanhedrin really only was by the Churban, was really only by the Churban Habayis. Others say that it is indeed two different times. And maybe, as we get deeper into our Shir, we'll be able to suggest for two different rules as well. But now the question is, what is included in the Isser and what is not included in the Isser? Rashi, Divrei HaMaskil Zimra, says what the Gemara means, L'shoirer Bebeis HaMishtos. And Tosfos says a raya to this, because what did we just read and learn in the Gemara? The Gemara first quoted the pasuk why singing is asur, and the Gemara quoted the pasuk of Atisach Yisrael El Gil Ko'amin. And then the Gemara said, why don't you learn from the pasuk of Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin? But the pasuk of Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin is clearly speaking about Shas Shtiyas Yayin. Because if the Isser of Zimra were not limited to Beis Mishtos, then of course we can't learn from the pasuk of Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin. Because that pasuk speaks about the Beis Mishtos. The fact that the Gemara didn't use that as a rebuttal is a raya, says Tosfos, that the Isser of Shira is only in a situation of Yishta Yayin, Beis Mishtos. And as we quoted at the beginning of our Shira as well, the Mishnah, the Masechta Saita that we quoted in Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph, says, Mishichora Beis HaMikdash, Batel Shir Beis HaMishtah. So it's quite clear that they hold that the Isser is Bebeis HaMishtah. And Shaloi Bebeis HaMishtah, they will hold that it's Mutter. Although Tosfos does quote a Yerushalmi, V'roi L'Hachma B'Hakuhu B'Yerushalmi, the quote of Yerushalmi, that V'Koyim V'Domach B'Zinra, there was somebody who was singing Shemes Anig B'Yoyser. So it seems that under all circumstances, not just in the Beis HaMikdash, says Tosfos one should be Machmer. But Tosfos also concludes V'Shir Shal Mitzvah Shari, Shir of Mitzvah is Mutter K'Goyim B'Shas Chuppah Sh'Oysen Sameich Chosen V'Kalam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tainius Perek Hei Halacha Yudalid says V'chein Gozru Shloi Nagin B'Kli Shir V'Kol Mini Zemer V'Kol Mishmi Kol Shashir. They instituted that one should not play an instrument or any type of music. Osel L'Smoich Behen V'Osel L'Shaman. You're not allowed to play them, you're not allowed to hear them. V'Vnei HaChorben V'Afilu Shir V'Pel Yayin, singing without instruments, without musical instruments, is Osir, Shnei B'Shila Yishtayayin. So, as the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, explain the opinion of the Rambam's opinion is that with an instrument, music is always Osir, and just singing is Osir B'Beis HaMishtah, when there's that's also Bebeis HaMishtah. The Rambam in the Tshuvas in Simen Shin Ayin, the Torah quotes the quote, the Torah, the Bach, quote that Tshuva, is of the opinion that it's always Osir, all type of music, singing or instruments, even Shloi Bebeis HaMishtah. So the Bach in Simen Tufkov Samach, Divrei HaMaskil Masha Kosef, asks, according to the Rambam, how do we understand the question that we just learned was asked in our Gemara? Where the Gemara asked the question, why don't we learn the Isser of music from the Pasuk of Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin? Ask the Bach, if according to the Rambam, the Isser of Shira is under all circumstances, even Shloi B'Beis HaMishtos, not by the Beis HaMishtah. So of course the Gemara could not have brought the Pasuk Abashila Yishtayayin. Because if you're going to bring the pasuk Abashila Yishtayayin, you're going to make a mistake to assume that it's only Bebeis HaMishta. And that's why the Gemara had to bring the pasuk of Atismach Yisrael. So how is the Rambam going to reconcile that? So the Bach explains that even though the pasuk says Beshila Yishtayayin, says the Bach, the pasuk doesn't mean specifically in the Beis HaMishtas. The pasuk means under all circumstances. However, in those days, it was most common that when did people sing, they drank in the Beis HaMishta. But not does the pasuk mean that it's limited to the Beis HaMishta. Furthermore, as we mentioned, it seems this is a teretz to answer another question. Because it seems there's a stira between the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah and the Rambam and the Tshuvas. Because the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah seems to say that Shira B'peh is only Asur B'beis HaMishta. And in the Tshuvas he says that just like Shira with an instrument is always Asur, Shira B'peh is always Asur. How do we reconcile? So he says again that the Rambam indeed really holds that everything is Asur under all circumstances. So why, when we read the Rambam in Hilchos Tanis, does the Rambam speak about the base singing in the base of Mishnah? If it's really the opinion of the Rambam that Shira is always Asur. So again, the explanation is because the Rambam is speaking about what was most common. And commonly, Shira was conducted, particularly Shira B'peh, was conducted by Beis HaMishtah. But it's not limited to the Beis HaMishtah. What is a Beis HaMishtah? So the Hagos Mordechai says, and the Shar Tzi and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that, is if you're drinking, if they're just getting together to drink, I guess you would call it a bar. But according to the Hagos Mordechai, let's say you're eating, and while you're eating, they're also drinking wine. That's not called a Beis HaMishta. The Prima Godim in Simen Tuf Kuf Samach, Eishal Avram Sivkat Neches, disagrees. He says, whenever wine is served, it's considered a Beis HaMishta, even if they're not, even if they're eating as well. As we quoted Tosfos, Tosfos says that this halacha does not apply when we're mesameach chosim v'kala. And when we're mesameach chosim v'kala, not only is shira b'peh mutter, but even shira b'kli is mutter. In fact, I saw that not only is shira mutter for simchas chosim v'kala, it's obligated. There's a Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Lamed Ches Sif Katan Dalet. He quotes a Drashus Maril, where there was a situation where the governor's wife passed away, and he made an edict that no one is allowed to play any musical instrument in the entire country. And now in one of the towns in that country, in that area, there was a wedding scheduled. And they asked the Maril, should they make, they can't play music, should they make the wedding without music? So he said, no, they should look for another place to make the wedding. He said, music at a wedding is an integral part of the simchas chosin v'kala, and therefore a wedding has to have music. And indeed, he says they went sholosh parsos to make the wedding in a place where they could have music. The Beis Yosef in Simen Tov Kof Samach quotes a Ravya that they allowed a goy to play musical instrument on Shabbos L'tzorich Simchas Chosin V'Kala, using the Heta that the Gemara now Masechta actually discusses on Daf Ches Shvus B'Mokim Mitzvah. And he says, "Ein simchas chosin v'kala b'loy shir." And the mechaber, indeed, in Simen Shin Lamed Ches Sif Beis quotes this heter. Ramosha in a tshuva, in Digris Moshe, Yerudea, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Beis, Paskins, that if a chassan doesn't want to have music playing at his weddings, yesh l'koyfei l'avish, we have to force him. You have to have music. However, we also know, and Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld quotes this a number of places in his tshuvas, that there was a minig that was established by the Imre Bina, that's Ramey Obach, that in Yerushalayim, they don't play music, even at a wedding. Now there's a question, what is included in a Dvar Mitzvah that was saying musical instruments may be played? Some say that the definition is quite broad. The Kafachayim in Simon Tuf Kuf Samach Ois Lamedalid quotes that the Minhag Olam is that they allow music to be played by a bris, by a pinyon, or pinyon aben, called Dvar Mitzvah. Dorach HaShulchan, Simon Tuf Kuf Samach Siv Zayin, says that you're allowed to play music at a siyum. However, the Kaf HaChaim also quotes opinions, he quotes a Yaivitz, that the heter is limited to a wedding. The Gemara Masechta Sota, Daf Mem Ches Amar Aleph says, Amar Rav Huna, Zamner the Nagdi the Bakri Shori, the Gartoi Osur. And as we learned, the Gemara Rashi explains the Gemara, that somebody who has a more difficult job, and that helps him, and music helps him do his job, he's allowed to have music play as he's working. But if somebody has a less difficult job, it's not such a hard job to do, he has no right to have music played while he's working. Then I saw that there are Rishonim that say that the only Shiris Vishishbachis that are Asur are Shiris Vishishbachis that are just words. But if the Shiris Vishishbachis speak about the Chasdei Hashem, they speak about our love to Hashem, Psukim, those Shiris are Mutter. The Paiskim also discuss somebody who plays a musical instrument for Panosa. He plays for Panosa. He teaches music for music. So there, the Paiskim are quite lenient. The Mashal says that if somebody, as he's davening, is singing, that's Mutter. He says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yisichu bi yoshvei shar, unegin oisai shoisi shecher, vanis filosi. So he says that the rest of the world, they play music just for enjoyment. And nis filosi, we play music to be connect to Hashem. We play music to connect to Hashem.